This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you've listened to my show, for those of you that have been listening, thank you. We appreciate you. We have a lot of new listeners, so shout out to everybody. Glad to have you, especially new listeners from KDON. But I speak a lot about dopamine because dopamine is involved in a lot of mental health issues, medical issues. We talk about dopamine with Parkinson's. We talk about dopamine with diet. We talk about dopamine with obesity, diabetes. We talk about dopamine with athletics and post-athletic depression that we saw with Michael Phelps. You know, dopamine keeps coming up. And so a very good friend of mine who is a neuroscience major helped me write a book. His name is Christian Kalikas, and he wrote a book on how to deploy dopamine and to kind of give people a sense of you have a lot more control over this hormone than you think. So if you're feeling sluggish and tired and unmotivated, or you notice you have addictive potential, your dopamine is at play. And rather than thinking, well, I can't just take dopamine or I can't suck it out, there's ways to control it. So we kind of put something together for you guys, but really quickly, let's kind of review what it is. So dopamine, it's a molecule that all living animals have. It is a naturally occurring catecholamine. Catecholamine are these neurohormones made in cells of the brain and adrenal glands and other areas, but they include not only dopamine but also epinephrine, norepinephrine. So these are some pretty powerful hormones. We talk about epinephrine all the time and our adrenaline, but dopamine is a part of these types of chemicals. And they act as neurotransmitters, could be precursors to other molecules, and they're kind of released during our flight or fright response when we feel a threat, when we have pleasurable activity, sex, eating. You give me a piece of chocolate, I am in a dopamine dome, and I just leave me alone for a little bit. I am a happy, happy girl. So some people call it a feel-good hormone. Actually, I give serotonin that credit, but it is a part of dopamine, and serotonin are a part of this reward system. And the reason why we have it is if you didn't find sex pleasurable, as in our caveman days, you wouldn't have then procreated. So you needed to find that pleasurable. If you found eating pleasurable, then you would want to eat. But you're not going to go and hunt and do everything you need to if your, you know, prize isn't that pleasurable. And so the dopamine gives us that reward. And so it's a system that is so evolutionarily ingrained in us, never going away. We don't want it to go away. So I kind of also look at it as neurotransmitters. Basically, it sends signals. Like, do you guys remember with the telephone cables in the early 1900s? You would have to, when somebody called in, you have these ladies who were sitting there putting plugs in everywhere. Your body kind of works like that. And dopamine being a neuromodulator, being a neurotransmitter, a neurohormone, plays a lot of roles with that, directs multiple pathways. The problem is if your dopamine is it out of balance or it's low and you don't know how to boost it, you don't really have a lot of motivation, you have a lot of fatigue, lack of sex drive. You could have depression. You could maybe not sleep that well. You could actually be apathetic. You might not lactate well. Your kidneys could dysfunction. I mean, there's a whole bunch of medical and mental things this could be. And mind you, if you don't are motivated, you're not going to want to exercise. If you're not going to want to exercise and eat right, then you'll have obesity or you'll have diabetes. So dopamine, if you don't understand it and you don't know how to kind of help increase it and work with it, you could sadly succumb to a lot of medical and health issues. Workplace accidents, car accidents have been linked to dopamine deficiency, panic attacks, infertility even. But you got to be careful because some people will be like, you know what? Cocaine increases my dopamine. Okay, when you start getting addicted to something, no, that's not the way to go. Because then you have this depletion of your dopamine. Last thing you want to do is get addicted to something. And that's where we could have a downfall to dopamine, where you need it so much to motivate you that you go to things that increase your dopamine artificially. So I kind of made some mnemonics. We made some mnemonics on how you could remember dopamine. You know, dopamine spelled out depression, obesity, pain, anxiety, mood issues, isolation, neurological disorders, energy loss. But you could balance it by a whole variety of things. Christian Kalikas talks a lot about ice baths. He's an athlete. He's a basketball or a baseball player. And so how athletes increase their dopamine with their ice baths, with their workouts, with their cold showers. These are things that actually can stimulate dopamine. We talk about in the book how I wrote a book on this with him. We talk about how sounds, certain music has been found to increase dopamine. Attention deficit. People have been struggling with attention deficit, can't get medications due to the short supply. Dopamine can actually help you retain concentration. And so we need to know how to tap in on what we have. There's tons of supplements out there that can help increase your dopamine. Obviously, exercise, avoiding bad behaviors, diet. But we go through all of this in a really, really nice book. It's not a large book. It's about 100 pages. But it teaches you a lot. And I don't really like to sit here and promote books or things like that. But I talk about dopamine so much that it helped us concising it and putting it in a form that you could study it on your own. And so please check it out. It's on Amazon. It's called Deploying Dopamine. You could look at it under my name. It's also on my website at drdahlia.com or look up Christian Kalikas. By the way, the illustration is gorgeous. Illustrations from my girl, Caitlin Kalikas, who co-authored Addiction Basics with me. So if you're fighting addiction, obesity, fatigue, depression, you want to improve your sports and your athletic performance, check this out. Deploying Dopamine on Amazon. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I see anybody in a uniform, firefighter, police officer, military, I thank them for their service. I mean, I wish we could give them all free cups of coffee, some free food. It is not easy. I mean, when I was a physician, didn't really have time to eat. I got really skinny. Honestly, it was kind of good. Every now and then, somebody would, you know, bring us some food. Like, guys, you haven't eaten. Eat. Yeah, and it really was welcomed. You know, when you're up to your elbows in blood and working and,
We didn't have time to eat. I remember food still sitting there for hours because I couldn't get to it.
But it was so, so nice to just every now and then understand what people thought you were going through. Not that I would ever compare what a doctor goes through to what a police officer goes through to what a, you know, but it's, you know, it's a lot of our jobs are not easy. And so, and one of the reasons why many of us will do that, you know, put ourselves in harm's way, whether it's infectious disease or bullets or foreign entities, is because we love our country, we love our community, and we want to be there for them. So when you get told that because you're wearing that uniform, you don't belong in that restaurant, when you're wearing that uniform to protect that community, it is a stab not only in the back, but a stab in the heart. So what has been making news is a bakery in San Francisco known as Reams. Daily Mail says it's an Arabic bakery, is refusing to serve cops in uniform or anyone carrying a weapon. Reams, California is a local bakery chain. And it was called out online by the San Francisco Police Officers Association on August 24th for not serving uniformed officers. It said no cops allowed. That's the confirmed policy of the bakery chain Reams. And then you see, I guess, a screenshot of an email. Now, the founder, Reem Asil, has defended the policy, saying they do not serve anyone in uniform. In a social media post, the restaurant stated the move was to foster an environment of safety for our staff and customers. And I hear that excuse all the time. We don't want people in uniform because we want people to feel safe, even though the people that are providing your safety are the ones in uniform. I mean, the ones fighting the Maui fires were in a uniform. I mean, are you saying that now these individuals have to hide it? I mean, in fact, I think they even said, as long as they're not wearing a uniform, if they're off duty. I feel safe. I loved it when we had officers come in. That means I know there's somebody ready to go that can help us if we need to. Now, I get there's a lot of, you know, passion and debate, as many individuals feel that they have been hurt by police officers or other individuals in uniform. But you, at some point, you are going to have those who put their lives on the line say, to hell with this. And we already have. Wasn't there a city in Minnesota where all the cops left? They're like, sorry, we're out. Police chief left, so all the other cops left. And they couldn't recruit more in. I want to look up and see what's been happening with that. And there's got to be a better way to, to provide, you know, safety for your customers without, I mean, people are acting like when an officer comes in to get coffee, they're going to arrest everybody in the store or shoot everybody in the store. I mean, you know, and this is interesting. I'm not saying this of Reams. I don't know anything about this bakery, right, and allegedly what's going on. But when and maybe it's because I've watched a lot of TV or maybe because I've watched a lot of Sopranos, but if you have a store saying we don't want cops here, the first thing I think about is, well, it's because there's something in the back. There's something you don't want them to see. So when somebody goes, oh, you know, I don't want to invite him over because he's a police officer. And I'm like, why? Because you have pot? You don't want a police officer coming because you're hiding something? Is it that you don't want to be on the map? You don't want to raise suspicions? Yeah, it starts to make your mind wonder, you know, what exactly is the reasoning? So there has obviously been a lot of outrage over this.
One person wrote, San Francisco native here. I will not be returning here ever. The city has gone to crap. They write, and it's things like this that perpetuate it. I feel 10,000% safer when any law enforcement force officers nearby, they write. Plenty of better bakeries in the area. I will be telling my friends and family not to come here. And I think Reem is a female. You know, it's a shame. Having this relationship, and I get there's a lot of fixing that needs to be done, with what we have, you know, endured, and we have seen, but with, you know, for the most part, our first responders, our military are there to protect, and they do that. And I owe my safety and I owe my life to these individuals. And a lot of us do. And I am sure if somebody was robbing or was attacking, you know, this bakery, they would want all hands on deck. And so I just don't think it's, you know, choosing, I don't know how that attracts people. You know, I mean, unless they're like, look, this is a no-cop zone, so do whatever you need to do solicitly here. I don't know how that is a marketing play. So, you know, I really, really want us to get San Francisco back on its feet. I think it's horrible what's happening in terms of the crime, in terms of San Francisco is one of our most beautiful cities in this country, and seeing it fall apart like this. And, you know, people say, well, it's the homeless. It's, well, no, because if this is how people feel who live there, I mean, isn't San Francisco being tormented with crime and malls are closing down and companies are moving away because of crime? So I'm confused how a business owner would then be very vocal about, yeah, we don't want cops here. So It's just confusing. So, you know, my grandfather was a police officer. My father served in the military. You get a sense of community. You get a sense of, you owe your country a debt. You owe your community a debt of gratitude. You need to do stuff for the community. I mean, I just can't wake up and go to work. And even though a lot of my work is medicine, you know, I still feel like I have to do above and beyond that. I always have to do stuff for my community, for my church and temple. And it's just, you know, and so when you have people who dedicate their lives to it and put their lives on the line, I implore you, please don't make stupid decisions such as this. And I think it backfires. I don't think it's a good. I also have a background in marketing, so I always have to comment when I see marketing ploys or jingles go bad or marketing schemes go bad. You know, like the Dylan McIlvaney. You know, I have no problem with individuals being transgender. I have a family member who's transgender, but don't misrepresent women by, you know, trying to appeal to women and making it like they sit in a bathtub with jewelry all day, having nothing better to do during the day than to drink a beer. Okay, that doesn't represent women. If you really want to represent women, then show them working outside in the heat. Show them working, busting their butts like anybody else is doing. I don't know the average woman who has time to sit in a bubble bath wearing pearls. And so, you know, when I see marketing things go bad, I like to call it on that. And having an anti-cop stance in a city that has fallen apart and not taking care of their own and already having an overworked police staff, then I don't know if this bakery is going to stay open much longer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendover. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. President Biden says he and his wife Jill are grieving with the people of Jacksonville, Florida. This after Biden expressed condolences over Saturday's racially motivated shooting that claimed the lives of 3 black people in a Jacksonville store. The Pentagon investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. 2 crashes on opposite ends of the earth, leaving at least 4 dead. A training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft crashed with 23 on board, killing 3 and injuring several others. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have been cussing and swearing and smarting off ever since I could speak the English language. And even though mommy and daddy didn't like that too much, my father sweared a lot, because some of the first words he learned when it came to America were the bad words. That's what he heard all the time. So it took my mom and, you know, English teachers had to kind of, you know, rework his vocabulary to include some non-cuss words. But flippity flip
let Twig shut the front door. I will not give you guys actual examples of how I usually speak, but I do like to swear. And throughout the years, there's been studies saying that swearing is a sign of intelligence. You know, they said, gosh, what if you swear, you're lower class, you don't sound like a college grad. I kept being told that. In college students don't swear. I'm going, that's a flip. Of course they flip and do. No, in medical school, you can't be cussing in medical school. I'm sorry, everybody and their mother was cussing in medical school. Right? Your professors were cussing. They were cussing at you. Your patients were cussing. It was a whole F-drop bombing fest. Now, and in fact, I would tell patients that if they were in pain, I'd be like, I'm sorry. They'd be in labor, or they'd be, have a broken leg or dislocated shoulder or gunshot. I'm like, it's okay, cuss. And then they would curse, like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, you don't have to. No, it helps the pain. We knew that early on in the 90s that cursing helped people with pain. Now, I don't like any words that say the Lord's name in vain, but a lot of these words are not necessarily words that have anything to do with religion and defaming the Lord. So, if you're saying anything that includes the Lord, that I don't want to hear, and I don't want you to say. But if you're saying S and F and M and, I'm okay with this. So there's a science behind it. And, when people curse and you hear these studies saying, all right, so, does it mean you're more intelligent? Does it not? It's part of our vernacular, and it's been a part of vernaculars and a part of people's communication and vocabulary for centuries. I think to the dawn of time. I am sure that when Eve went to Adam and said, hey, let's eat from this fruit, Adam was probably like, no, flipping way. What the flip are you talking about? What gave you that idea? She's like, well, I talked to the serpent. What? What stupid about a serpent? Serpent's like, hey. And then they probably went at, like, you know what? Fine, we'll do it. And so I am sure there was a lot of cussing. And then afterwards, there was like, oh, crap. So the definition of curse word is a profane or obscene word based on dictionaries. Profane comes from the Latin root profanus, or unholy, and the Oxford Dictionary defines profane as not relating to that which is sacred or religious or secular, of a person or their behavior not respectful of religious practice. So the reason why profanity was such a bad thing, and you don't do it obviously in religious settings, was because that was the root word. But if you step on dog poo and you say, careful, there's S right there, well, that's a noun. I don't think dog poo has anything to do with religion. It starts to kind of widen the definition a little bit. Obscene, when multiplied by multiple dictionaries, alludes to a term of sexual nature. And I get that certain words are of sexual natures, but again, dog poop, that you're using the S word, not necessarily of sexual nature. So we use these terms, whether it's profane, whether it's obscene, or whether it's a noun. So I made my own definition. So I define swear or curse word is one that society deems to be off color and not appropriate in public and professional settings, a word that has plenty of other socially acceptable alternatives used during anger, excitement, or awe. I've never written a dictionary entry, but I thought that sounded pretty good. Yeah, so that's my definition. So the first curse word spoken, we believe, was in the 15th century, although I'm definitely sure it was before then. So horses were messy, so I'm sure people stepped in some horse poo-poo. Rocks were probably dropped on people's toes. People slipped and fell. They might have burned themselves in early fire. So I'm pretty sure other words were being used. Now, the S word. The S word, according to Business Insider, originated from Old English, sheet, meaning purging, and diarrhea. However, the Dutch has called it a scheisden and German scheisen. And so there's been many other in history that have kind of changed it, not only from a noun
and a verb to even an adjective. The F word has Germanic origin. The F word, I'm not going to say what it is, but it's related to Dutch, German, Swedish words for to strike or to move back and forth. They said, according to Huffington Post, it first appears, though only in 16th century, in a manuscript of the Latin orator Cicero. An anonymous monk was reading through the monastery copy of De Officiis, which is a guide to moral conduct, and he felt compelled to express his anger at his abbot. And I guess that was one of the first times they saw this term. But even though that word could be used in a sexual context, we also use it as like, oh no, or we use it a lot. Ass comes from ars, early as the 11th century. The B word used to have old English and Germanic roots represented by a female dog for the B word. By the 1400s, it became a term of contempt to women, still used these days. People are like, what is that saying? So why do we curse? So the psychology behind cursing is, one is they're easy to say. If you're in pain, you don't have time to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Okay, when you're in pain, you're like, I was cussing during labor. You know, you're in pain. All right? They're easy to say. Very easy. In fact, that's why some kids' first words are these bad words, because you don't really have to put a lot of consonants together. They're easy to say. These words inspire emotion. You know, when you say diggly doop, yeah, I mean, it might, you know, but if you say that word, it's universal, and everybody knows you're mad. Right? And it's more socially acceptable than you breaking a wall. You can be like, boom, and drop the F-bomb, and yeah. They're also weapons. And so many of us, if we're angry, we don't want to start throwing things at somebody, but we could use these words as daggers, and we could use them as weapons. They allow us to rebel. People always want a way to rebel. So in school, a kid could be like, beep, 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 which I used to do. Okay, Dolly, go to the vice principal's office. Like, beep. Now go it now twice. You got to go there twice. So I walk in, walk out. So it allows us sometimes to rebel, because you're not supposed to use it. It kind of demonstrates our autonomy. But they also convey meanings that others were not, you know, cannot. You know, I don't really know what else I could say for some of these words. And so, you know, even in people from other countries, when you say that word, you know. Like, if I'm watching Narcos and I hear the cuss words, watch, you know, I know them. I mean, they, you know, a lot of times it transcends your ability to translate another language. But a lot of us work in places where we need to use fake cuss words. So I would say use flip, flippin', frick, R-I-C-K, dang, heck, witch, shut the front door. Son of a motherless goat is one I've heard. Son of a gun, dag, nabbit, beeswax. I've heard holy shiitake mushroom. Wuss, pluck it. Somebody said you could do yuck foo. And that is a way where you won't get in trouble. Fire truck, Donald Duck. Some people say Donald Duck. But honestly, you know, if you're in pain, I really do think that it does help. There was a study with frat boys who put their hands in cold water. If they could cuss, they could last longer. But, you know, if you guys don't like any of, you know, what I just said, I really couldn't give a flipping cluck. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, man, my mailbox is full of Biden, Trump, DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. Everybody got my number, RFK Jr. I get all sorts of email in. And I keep hearing, we won, we won, we won. And I haven't dumped all the email because I want to hear what everybody's doing on all sides. But it's fascinating to see how people think they won. All right, whether it was a debate, whether it was a recent poll. The latest poll we have, if we're going to just spend a couple seconds on politics here, shows that still, from the GOP side, former President Trump is still leading resoundingly. And even though many people said it's dumb he's not in the debate, he needs to be in the debate, he's going to lose some of his points. Even though we knew he might lose some points because people will be open and be able to see other candidates, I think it wouldn't have helped him a lot having him have to discuss everything he's going through when he gets to basically control the narrative whenever he goes on these campaign trails where he does his own speeches and he puts out his own tweets on Truth Social, etc. So I didn't think it was going to help him that much. I knew he would lose some in the polls, but I think it was a good move that he wasn't there, and a good move for him and a good move for the other candidates, because then the other candidates are able to at least talk and give us their talking points. But this poll, which was conducted August 25th to 26th, still found 50% of GOP voters are voting for Trump. It is down from 56% in a pre-debate poll, the lowest support to date in an Emerson poll. But we do have multiple candidates. The candidates, of course, that stood out were DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Pence, Haley. Interestingly, the debate that took place in Milwaukee helped Nikki Haley a lot more than people expected. In fact, she had her support jump from 2% to 7% after the debate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also bumped up. He's at 12%. Former Vice President Mike Pence got 7% support in the poll, up from 3% before the debate. Mike Pence got a little bit more gutsy, you know, rather than looking like the nice guy. You know, he did kind of, you know, push back on Vivek Ramaswamy. So had brought up, look, you know, you're bringing up things that you wanted during the, you know, Trump era. I was there. I was a part of that. And so whether you think he made the policy or not, some people might have liked that message of, you know, he might balance Trump again. And if people want 2016 to 2019 back again, you know, they might want, although I really don't ever see Pence and Trump running on the same ticket again. Interestingly, Vivek Ramaswamy had actually dropped a little bit from 10% to 9% in the Emerson poll. 27% of voters felt he won the debate, but that did not necessarily translate into more support. Looks like he dropped a little bit. Now, the poll was only about 1,000 registered voters, margin of error of 3 percentage points. I personally don't like talking too much about all the polls this early in. I think it is fascinating what makes people tick, and I love talking about voter psychology. As I said on the show, everything leads to health or the body or the mind, you know, with whatever topic we have, whether it's education, economy. And so as a physician, it was really difficult to get out of politics when people, that's what they wanted to talk about. That's what they were anxious about. That's what they got depressed about. And so, you know, seeing what people like and what people don't like, I'm waiting for, you know, when they're going to talk about health care and what they're going to do. I'm not going to necessarily say who I like until I hear what's happening with health care. I understand RFK Jr. is going to be against mandates, which is going to be up a lot of people's alley. In terms of, does that mean he's going to be the best president? So it'll be interesting to see where things go. But, you know, Nikki Haley, where this goes is, what is the most important thing to you? You know, people seem so shocked that there could be such a divide among candidates and such a divide on what people want. Don't all Americans want a strong border? Don't all Americans want, you know, good foreign policy? Don't all Americans want strong schools? Don't all Americans want personal choice? You know, and so you would think we all agree on that, but we don't. So for those who think, okay, foreign policy is a mess, and we need somebody who knows what the hell is going on with foreign policy, Nikki Haley looked pretty strong. And that, and, you know, because she's been there. She was ambassador to the UN, you know, so she might have a better grip on things than Vivek Ramaswamy. If you are concerned about the border, then you're going to want those candidates that say, look, we need to shore up the border. We need to put resources on the border. If you have more of an isolationist attitude, Vivek is your man. If you're more, look, we can do it all, we need to do it all, then Chris Christie or Nikki Haley would be your person. So, you know, it's interesting. Tim Scott, I loved listening to him. Very, very smart, very passionate. But, you know, he didn't. We didn't really see much from this poll, probably because it got split, and it will. But DeSantis, you know, one thing that was a very remarkable study that came out a couple years is when people vote for a president, who do they want? Do they want somebody who was a former governor, somebody who was a congressman, somebody who was a senator, somebody who was a mayor? And the most popular ones were those who were governors, because they felt that those who were governors had a much better chance of running a country if they could run a state well. So those who think DeSantis is running Florida perfectly, they're going to want him to do that for the country. For those who dislike how he's running things, then they're not going to vote for him. So, you know, I'm watching Vivek Ramaswamy. You know, the outsider, non-political establishment is always exciting. It's always kind of fancy. Is he a little unpolished? Is he, you know, insulting other people before he really has to? Is he not capturing the likability factor? Yes. But I think he's going to learn. I think we're going to see a different Vivek Ramaswamy next year than we do now. I think the debate did hurt him a little bit in terms of, oh, I thought he was nicer than that, or he's kind of, you know, he's kind of like another Trump, and maybe we need somebody a little softer than that. On the flip side, though, people who didn't even know who he was like, wow, well, I like what he stands for. But I think he's going to polish some of the things he says in terms of, you know, financial support to Israel, in terms of, you know, working with individuals and not accusing them of all being bought and paid for when he became a billionaire, because he obviously had to work with private interest groups. So I think he just needs some polishing, you know, he could still be a good candidate, but also, though, very alienating to the LGBTQ A+ community. We have a lot of people on the Republican side who are LGBTQ+. And I think people forget about that. You have a lot of, you know, people think that, okay, well, if you're gay, you're only Democrat. If you're Jew, you're only Democrat. No, I see Jews who are Republican. I see, you know, people who are LGBTQ8+ who are Republican. I see, yeah, people are of all, just like Catholics. I know Catholics are Democratic, Catholics are Republican. So, yeah, you know, I wish I could be a campaign analyst for many, you know, and you know, help some of these people with their PR. But we'll see what happens. But, you know, so far it's still Trump leading very heavily. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.